Detroit's Depression-era past is on stage tonight in the form of a jazz opera.
The Union came to the overpass at Miller Road to spread leaflets around. There was press, politicians, and clergy too, to keep the peace and keep the problems down.
The opera titled Forgotten, The Murder at the Ford Rouge Plant, is set in the 1930s during the struggle to unionize the Ford Motor Company. It's based on the true story of Lewis Bradford, a Methodist minister and union organizer who worked at the plant until his mysterious death. That incident is part of family lore for labor activist and composer Steve Jones, who is distantly related to Bradford's wife. Jones says Forgotten evolved out of questions about the minister's death and his part in history.
He formed a group called the League of 1,000 Men. He was seen as a threat at the plant in his job on the assembly line. The foreman said that he fell and hurt his head, and he died 3 days later.
So you obtained the death certificate?
Yes, I was told by a historian. He said, this is very interesting. Why don't you try and find the autopsy? So I called up the Wayne County Medical Examiner, and I explained, and she read it out over the phone, and it was very clear to a layperson. This type of injury did not occur from a fall on the floor. And the medical examiner got on the phone confirming the same thing.
Trauma, a blow to the head?
Multiple stellate fractures at the base of the skull and along the convex portion of the skull.
Well, you go way beyond this one incident, of course, to the whole history of the attempt to organize Ford by the United Auto Workers.
It amplifies what happened to Lewis. Everybody was watching what would happen at the River Rouge plant. The sit-downs had succeeded. Flint, Michigan, GM and Chrysler had both, two of the big three had gone with the union. It seemed like the writing was on the wall. Ford would come next, no problem. And it turned out that Ford had a different idea. When I first learned this story, I didn't know the context of it, so I thought I'd try to learn a little bit more about it. And I happened to live not too far away from one of the famous organizers from that period, a guy named Victor Reuther. I took a minute to describe some of what happened to Lewis Bradford. And there was about a 10-second pause, and under his breath, he says slowly, there were others. My brother Walter and I were victims of assassination attempts by the same thugs.
Walter was later the president of the United Auto Workers and was beaten up in 1937 by Henry Ford's private little police force there.
That's true. Very famous incident, Battle of the Overpass. Ford said he would never sign a union agreement, never let the union in the factory.
This is fascinating history, but the UAW has been a solid presence at Ford for 60 years now. What's the point of bringing this up now?
It reminds us of where we came. I think it honors the people. Lewis was one of many who fought to make a change through this period of time in Detroit's history and the country. And it's hard, I think, sometimes for us to recognize those kinds of struggles because many of us have existences where we aren't faced with getting beaten up if we try to speak our minds.
Steve Jones, composer of the jazz opera Forgotten, The Murder at the Ford Rouge Plant. It'll be performed this weekend at Mary Grove College in Detroit. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.
I think we're on to something. Transform this crazy